Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again, my brothers and sisters, for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, so very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words the Most High has granted me. For the blessing, for reconciliation, for the healing, for the restored reverence of his people unto Yah. Most High has told me, yes indeed he has told me, that for his cause I have some very important things for him that I must do. And unto that cause I welcome you. I welcome you to the show and I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. For the Most High has told me, yes indeed he's told me, for his cause I have some very important things for him that I must do again. He told me in doing that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes indeed he's told me, and I must tell you things. Yes indeed that I must tell you things. The men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall. Some of the ways to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's so much contained in this book we call scriptures. So much in this book that we call the Bible. And quite frankly, very rare few will speak of to explain it in the fullness of the context which is intended. And because so many have a tendency to take these words after the compromise of their own minds and hearts, the result of it, my brothers and sisters, has not been the genuine, true, and pure worship of the Most High. That's the reason why when you look at what people call the church today, see some 45,000 denominations. Very little genuine cooperation, given full consideration of what the Most High himself has declared. Most not even prepared to seek that fullness, having no idea what it is. Many believing that whatever they offer to the Most High seem wise in their own hearts, perceiving it as sufficient, as if it were enough. But brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that every time man has presumed himself wise enough after his own understanding, all he's ever created in so doing has been provocations against the greater will of Yah. Most God told me that every time man considers himself wise after his own understanding, or after the multitude of contradictions that exist in this world, we should realize that that is not the work of his spirit. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of differing ideologies that men have trusted have actually been a provocation. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, have been a provocation against discerning him as he is. Think about it. How can we really believe 45,000 denominations, men exalting partialities, pollutions, seem wise in their own heart, believing the Most High somehow will what? Write his name to seal these varied ideas as if they were a contract or a covenant acceptable unto him? It's simply not possible. Think about it. The Most High sought to appease all the differences that seem wise to men. Would he ever accomplish his will in the earth? I think about scriptures like those in Hebrews. Most I talked about what is called the provocation in the wilderness. Think about it. People had their own concept of what they thought was wise, what they thought was right. But if we look at Hebrews 3 and we examine it closely, we find scripture there saying, speaks about that situation called something about the provocation or the temptation in the wilderness. It means the same thing. And it talks about the Messiah. Ultimately, we understand it. Let's understand those prophecies. It talks about in the last days, just as it was in the day of Moshe. We're admonished in Hebrews 3 and 4. This is a people, because they would not know his ways. Everyone sought to call himself wise after his own imaginings. Scripture says, they shall not enter into my rest. Let me see what I can do about pulling up that scripture in Hebrews. Because we are admonished by the scripture in Hebrews 3 and 4. We should consider these scriptures in the context of what surely is to come. The third chapter of Hebrews. How about let's read these first few verses? Hebrews 3 and 1 says, from henceforth, my holy brethren, called by a call from heaven. Ooh, who is it that called you? Is it a call from the Most High according to all that is his will? Has he shown you what he expects of you, that you should project all your seeking to for understanding unto that goal, or is it something less after the designs of men? He said, look to this apostle and high priest of our faith, Yeshua, the Kurdi, one who declares absolution, my brothers and sisters, the restoration of what is from the beginning, reveals the light the world would obscure. The one who, my brothers and sisters, will come to prove to mankind his knowledge foolish, that men might discern, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that so much of what men had called light was still doctrines of darkness, magnificent truths still hidden from mankind after institutions of man that exalt themselves. I want to get into the book of Galatians and talk a little bit about that. It says, Messiah, my brothers and sisters. Was faithful to him who appointed him, his father, as also Moshe was faithful to all his house. But he said the glory of Yeshua is much greater than that of Moshe, just as the honor of the builder of the house is greater than the house itself. Meaning that since we read in 1 Corinthians that under Moshe all followed after the same rock, and that rock was Yeshua, we understand that the doctrines taught by Moshe were taught at the hand of Yeshua himself. How many of us give consideration to this? To my 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, read close those first couple of verses, first four verses, and understand who it was that led at the hand of Moshe the children of Israel out of Egypt. They might be one people, my brothers and sisters. I said again, one people, not according to the diversities of man, according to the righteousness of Yah. For every house is built by some man, but he who builds all things is Yah. Think about it. Messiah is called the spokesman for the Most High. The Word, one who reveals the thoughts. I would even go as far as to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Moshe himself will be judged. I said Moshe himself will be judged by the Word that is from the beginning. Moshe as a servant was faithful to all his house, was a testimony of those things which were to be after. We understand the scripture concerning Messiah. He is called the Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the one who vouchsafes the fullness of that which the Most High declared. Therefore, the Most High declared him from the beginning to complete his will. Blessed are they who will understand this. But Yeshua, as a son of his own house, whose house we are, if to the end we have the expectation that we hold steadfast with confidence to the honor, to the glory of his hope, how about what is expected to come in him? How about that we all have the same covenant, true to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, knowing that all things the Most High has spoken from the beginning forward are consistent under one glory, under one truth, under one eventuality. Therefore, there can only be one gospel. You know, I think about it sometimes, my brothers and sisters, but in the book of Jeremiah, the scripture says, the Most High will create a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. A woman shall love her husband. The scriptures talk about the restoration of a covenant, whereby finally a people understanding and discerning the wisdom, the righteousness, and the love of a covenant, as the Most High declared it, will be wise enough to know to follow after it. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who today are not discerning what the Most High has intended. They start to find all kind of ways. Start to fall down and find all kind of ways to seek to disavow the word of the Most High. But many have just simply considered that so much of what they would hear from him, they thought to dare to consider that it wasn't important because they didn't understand its viability. That is a very provocative even an insulting and blasphemous word against the Most High that men have oftentimes said, well, if they don't understand, wow, amazing. Men have said, if they don't understand what the Most High has intended by His word, and they just simply ignore His word, far better to ask the Most High to understand the intents of all things that He has said. For to know what is said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. To know what is said and not know why it is said is not to discern oftentimes the importance of what He has spoken. We have to do far better than that, brothers and sisters, if we are to be called unto the Most High faithful people. It's time we understand the reality. It says, therefore, Hebrews 3:7, as the Holy Spirit said, today if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. We should never harden our hearts against the same the greater will of Yah. The scripture says, today if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. It's talking about His Shabbats and Sabbaths, feasts, the time the Most High declared. I said the times the Most High declared that we should seek His pure, His perfect will, the reminiscence, the remembrance, the perfect remembrance of all that He has spoken. Most High said He is all that He is. He vouchsafes all His word. He only confirms that which is pure and perfect after the fullness of His will. For if He did otherwise, our brothers and sisters would be accursed against His covenant, according to the provocative presumptuousness of man. It would not be the completed work of His Spirit. Most High seeks to give those who seek Him with a whole heart the gift of His Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. We all, my brothers and sisters, function truly after that Spirit and all that it will reveal, pure and complete knowledge, but bring forth a people discerning only one love and one choice, one understanding, one sense of cooperation, one sense of conscience, one sense of harmony, one sense of peace, one agreement, my brothers and sisters. And man, discerning this fullness, would learn how not to provoke the Most High, because men would truly know Him, and they would discern His name and what He means when He says, I am that I am. I change not. And men would not be so quick to provoke the Most High as if to say, and He compromises His will to accommodate. So often, my brothers and sisters, the indiligence, the negligence of man. He said, I change not, my brothers and sisters. Meaning that He will not accept the aspiration of those who would rob Him, but those who would honor Him according to all that He has due. He would not accept, my brothers and sisters, the worship of those who would be presumptuous, whose word is the result of a lie against Him. My brothers and sisters, He is great I am that I am. He is true. The words of a liar or a presumptuous one will never be called a covenant before Him. He says here, therefore, as the Holy Spirit said, the day if you hear His voice, He's talking about the Shabbat, harden not your hearts to provoke Him. In other words, don't resist learning the greater truth of His will, as the murmurers did in the day of temptation or provocation. That's the word temptation could also be translated provocation. Then when they provoked Him in the wilderness, so your fathers provoked Him, even though they examined and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was not pleased with that generation. And said, these are people whose hearts, understanding has been misled, and they have not known my ways. How about they have not known and discerned fully together what the Most High finds acceptable unto His worship, unto the praise of Him? Many of my brothers and sisters, very much like we see today, we see all these partialities, and men have refused in many ways to understand that how many ways they've been then misled. We see a multitude of pollutions. Men refuse to discern how they are misled. My brothers and sisters, there were those whose bones lay in the wilderness because of this. because they would not humble themselves to discern how much more of the Most High they needed to know. Institutions all over the world want to sit back and tell you that according to the designs and aspirations that they've taught their people, they're telling them that they're already saved. But brothers and sisters, I can tell you now, there's a truth, a magnificent truth, that Rome sought to and did slaughter many, many millions. I said they slaughtered many, many millions. That it be hid from the minds, even as it is by and large hid from the minds even to this very day. Scriptures prophesied and told us of this in advance. Romans 11:25-27. One example. It said blindness in part should befall Israel. I said blindness in part should befall Israel. He said, until the times of the Gentiles, the times of the confusions of the nations has come to an end. Scripture said in the book of Amos, there will come a time, and it has occurred. The men will go to and fro the earth looking for the word of Yah, will not be able to find it, meaning they will find a word, but it's twisted after the ministrations of man. Hosea 3:4, the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king, without a prince, without a sacrifice, and without an image, and without an effort. My brothers and sisters, without a teraphim. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that a people not unified together after one mind and the fullness of what the Most High intends, scattered among the nations, be subject to a multitude of partial and polluted constraints. And none of these, my brothers and sisters, where the greater truth is hid, is delivered. Every single one of them leaves men in so many ways, whether they know it or not, subject still to a prince of darkness. Listen to what I mean. If all the rudiments of what men think they understand and all the varied institutions of men leave them ignorant to things that should have been a constant expectation for all our people, then the result, my brothers and sisters, men have not been subject to Yah, somebody hiding the truth from them. Isaiah 45 relates it well. I, the Lord, speak righteous, and I declare the things that are right. Messiah said, right meaning righteous, complete. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Meaning there's so much ignorance in the world because so many who claim to be believers are not his disciples. Hear me, the Most High told me directly that if I could believe that all the contradictions we see in this world are the result of the finished work of his Spirit, he said, I cannot be a disciple unto him. Well, guess what? No one can be truly his disciple. In fact, men resist being taught by him if they believe that any one of a multitude of partial standards is enough. Knowing that this multitude of differences is vast indiscretion, misrepresentation against the Most High, those who love him, but know to seek the Most High to understand all, I said even all, the Most High has spoken, lacking nothing. I can point to you, my brothers and sisters, thank the Most High for that gift I would offer to you. So much truth, my brothers and sisters, that I haven't heard any pastor anywhere. And I'm not saying I haven't looked, because I've been looking for 30 years. Things the Most High told me early on that I haven't seen any pastor yet has been willing to declare these things for the full fruition and full implication of what they declare to us. I call them the secret city prophecies. I call them in another article on my website, hiddengospel.com, what was the early church's origin? What brought people to that church to become part of the church, come out from the diverse standards of the world? What was their mutual expectation? What is it, my brothers and sisters, that Rome murdered so many millions to destroy from the minds of men in the early centuries? that to this day, the scripture says, because of the result of that intrusion, talking about 2 Thessalonians 2, say because of the intrusions and the obstacles, the wickedness, the lawlessness that's been in the midst of our churches, scripture says it will continue until Messiah himself must come to expose it all. How many of my brothers and sisters are prepared? Were they to hear? The greater truth has been hid for so long. Would not provoke the Most High in being offered the opportunity, or would welcome it? What if I were to say to you, my brothers and sisters, I can team scripture upon scripture upon scripture upon scripture. It relates to these secrets. But I would venture to say, in all your years among the churches, you haven't heard anything truly of it. I know that sounds like some things told me a prideful statement. But my brothers and sisters, the things which I'm talking about were learned through humility before the Most High. We're learned, my brothers and sisters, because I remember asking the Most High and speaking to him just this way in a prayer. Father, I don't know what I don't know. Father, I don't know what I need to know. Father, I don't know what's been stuck in my mind that prevents me from understanding all that I need to know. Like I said, I don't know what I need to know. But Father, you know. And if you don't tell me, I won't know. Far better to hear directly from him than to merely hear from men. For faith, my brothers and sisters, does not come. Saving faith doesn't come just by hearing from a man. Messiah himself said, there's many things I long to tell you, but you cannot receive or grasp them yet. He said, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has come. Messiah said, those who the Father has given him, I want you to understand it. It means the Father has helped them to understand his words, that they may know that his words came from on high. My brothers and sisters, there are many who take so much what the Messiah said, so much what the apostles said, so much what all the prophets said, and have taken it entirely out of context. And as such, my brothers and sisters, they have not escaped the misconceits of man. Because how they've come to understand so much scripture is still only the conceits of man. One good example is understanding. The Most High desires that we all have the same covenant in him. How can you say that's possible without a law? But there are those who say the grace of Yah is that he has no law. The grace of Yah, brothers and sisters, that he prepares you to understand and to walk after one who would declare an absolute. Even that he comes, that you understand that he comes to declare an absolute word. Prepare you so that when you hear that word, you might not just miss your opportunity to grow. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, that all these churches have done. Have told them that they don't need the law of the Most High. Don't even tell them what the law is. Don't tell them what the expectation is. Some people say, okay, we keep a Shabbat, but they teach different doctrine. That's not lawful. Some people say that they keep the faith. They, like I say, they teach different doctrines. That's not lawful. People administer so many things written in the Word and teach them so many different ways. That's not lawful. It's not the law of Yah. It's not after the authority that comes from him. It's not after the inspiration that comes from him. All these differences are worldliness, my brothers and sisters. The question I ask, how many even understand the scriptures, how it is written, Messiah shall appear? Who it is that the early church knew him to be and expected him to be for many hundred years before he appeared? More than that, my brothers and sisters, when he appears, how many among those who say they believe will understand and will discern how not to miss him, how to be conformed to him? What is it, my brothers and sisters, that will cause the world to recognize the word of one? But trust me, my brothers and sisters, they lied to you when they told you Messiah is one who appears from the skies. He has a word from on high. But those words, when they put down cloud, is talking about the testimony that he bears. One scripture says he comes upon swift cloud. He comes with a swift message that swiftly rebukes all the injustices of man. Clouds, as I've said before to you, are, like the scripture says, men in Hebrews, book of Hebrews, in the 12th chapter, talks about a cloud of witnesses. Testimony from on high. Clouds were seen as messengers to prepare men for what is to come. The agricultural people, they look at the clouds to determine if rain was coming, seasons in which they could work, when they should or should not, when they should plant, when they concern themselves with reaping, all these things. They look to the clouds to discern seasons and times. Well, scripture even says in 1 Corinthians 10, as I told you before, they all coming out of Egypt were baptized on the same cloud, same testimony. Same rock, same foundation. That rock was Yeshua. Well, I ask the question, how many are prepared for the scriptures like in Isaiah 49? It says Messiah is going to say, listen to me, O Isles, talk to me, O you nations. The Most High is coming from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to bring Israel back to him. Made my mouth like a sharp sword to reveal his glory. Yeah, I know a lot of folks look at Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, but they forget that the scripture said, in the context of looking at those scriptures, is a chronology. That when it talks about a great tribulation, 24th chapter, look around the 16th, 20th verse. It talks about a murderous time in the early years. Those who know the truth know Rome murdered many millions. It didn't say those murderous times would end with the coming of Messiah, but a rise of false prophets. So falling away first before he returns. All that happened, my brothers and sisters, in the first four centuries. Scripture says it began immediately after the fall of Jerusalem. How many understand what that means? That means that Rome did not cease to murder, so they silenced everybody who knew the truth or would speak it. Dare people believe that the result of that has been people knowing the truth of the gospel? Or has it been a vast instability? Well, quite frankly, the teachings among the churches have been a cover-up for false prophets, teaching false doctrines, fallen away and apostatized doctrines. Which by no means fully appeased divine will. Meaning, if you expect to hear the exceeding truth from your rulers, you made a great mistake. Scripture says in advance your rulers won't tell you. Do you really believe Pharaoh is willing to identify himself and sacrifice himself to be a savior? How many understand that the system we live in across all the nations has sought to keep men blind the fact that every single one of them is the result of man seeking to hide or deny some truth of the Most High. Most people even look at the diversity of society and think that that's normal. But brothers and sisters, that's not the result of a blessing. That's the result of a curse. It's a result of irreverence. It's a result of vast indiscretion. But how many of us today are willing to discern that? Many trust in all kind of different ideals simply because they don't know what is. Scripture says, however, in the last days all who call upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. I want you to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The name of the Most High, His gospel is not whatever people imagine it to be. Many call upon His name, but have not done so in truth and righteousness. Isaiah 48 calls that a provocation. Does not call it pleasing. People have to be refined, my brothers and sisters, to recognize that Most High does not sign His name on any form of doctrine that's not true to His own will and purpose. Whoever is not willing to respect that truth disrespects Yah. And all such disrespect is a provocation. Meaning that if you can believe that all these differences are viable before the Most High, you have in fact provoked Him, and in fact call Him an amalgam of all these deviations, even call the Most High Himself a double. He never said His grace or the gift of His Holy Spirit was ever unto anything else but His people all coming to one mind, one heart, one understanding, speaking the same thing. The very fact that man's teaching all kinds of different doctrines is a result of a curse. It's not the result of man functioning in truth of the Spirit. If any pastor tells you otherwise, he leaves you all the more vulnerable to the lies he would create to act as a cage against the awakening of your soul. It's time we understand better, my brothers and sisters. I would say those who are wise then have granted opportunity to see or hear the things the Scripture said in advance that your leaders would not, but that He sends prophets to speak with others would not. If granted the opportunity to see and hear, well, all these things may be found. Wise soul will not provoke the Most High in being slothful in efforts to discern. I said, will not be neglectful or derelict in the efforts to discern. But will seek these things that the Most High said we must with all our minds, hearts, and souls. We seek to return to Him fully according to all that He's spoken. He said He would draw near unto us. The covenant would be restored. So if the Scripture says the time must come that He creates a new thing in the earth, a woman should love her husband. And it says He was a husband unto His people. But they broke the covenant. You ever stop the restoration of a covenant, my brothers and sisters? Is that His people seek to be restored to all that which they turned away from? To return to the Most High by the way that He said, the way by the way that you left, you should return to Him. That means return to, as the Scripture says in Malachi, to the righteousness He declared of old, but in former years. And how shall man remember the truth of that ancient righteousness? Is it after the will of man, my brothers and sisters? In a society that shows you nothing of the full retrieval of that wisdom. Should men say that they learned this because they went to a church or hearkened to a pastor? Even if you saw or heard one who showed you an example of that righteousness, would you fully comprehend it if the Most High himself did not explain it? Much greater revelation of the purpose and the implications thereof. Scripture says, tell us well that faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Messiah was with his disciples for 3 years toward the very tail end of his ministry. He told them still there were many things I long to tell you. But you cannot grasp them yet till the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. So the Holy Spirit would bring all things to remembrance concerning all that he would have told them. All that he had and would have told them. You really understand it, you can comprehend that. I say, my brothers and sisters, if we are wise, we petition the Most High for discretion, asking him that he open our minds and hearts to find and rediscover that which has been missing in our perceptions and teaching for a very long time. The scriptures tell us, like I said, blindness in part has befallen Israel to the time of the Gentiles. The confusion of the nations comes to an end. Until no longer are the nations a confusing device. And no longer, my brothers and sisters, are men burdened by all the presumptuous misopinion that exists in this world. So then will we have again salvation. Then will it come and be restored. Or dare men say that after everybody's opinion, they have a covenant? After everybody's idea of a standard, partial though they may be, dare men say they have a covenant, right understanding with all those of old unto whom the promise was given? Abraham was told to walk after the perfect, seek the perfect will of Yah, and it will be a blessing to all the nations. Didn't say a multitude of imperfect standards would help men see beyond the variant misrule of their leaders, but a perfect word from on high would. Our people are not going to find agreement with the Most, let's just say agreement among themselves, until we first agree with the Most High. And that means a common pursuit of all that is his will. I didn't say pieces and parts. But there are those among us, although many say they read the scriptures, if the seekers with four eyes, there are many. But if they saw them, read them, they still miss it because they lack vision. Oftentimes, many people read scriptures, and if they see something there they don't understand, they read right through it. We need something from Most High, our brothers and sisters, compel us not to be pleased with the reading of anything that comes from him and be satisfied with not understanding it. That, too, is an insult. I'd like to read a scripture to you. In the book of Galatians, it says, grace be to you and peace from Yah the Father and from our Lord Yeshua, the Kurdi, the righteous one, the one who will not accept, according to all scripture, will not accept anything less than an absolute desire on the part of every man to seek his see the whole pure, perfect will of Yah. That's who Yeshua really is. If they told you that he comes to confirm the Father's name on everybody's lies and partialities and presumptions and opinions, my brothers and sisters, these are people who are just simply taking advantage of you to exploit you. Think about it. I say it again. The people dare think that they have a covenant with the Most High. After anyone's misrepresentation, anybody's partiality, anybody's pollution, Scripture says the Messiah himself is going to declare that absolution one day. But there I can see a whole lot of folks sit back and saying, according to what the Scriptures have already told us, Isaiah 28 is a good example. Isaiah 50 is another good example. So many Scriptures say when Messiah appears, most will not even be prepared at all to understand his words. Scripture says, not for instance, I give you an idea, not under the law, but under grace. How many understand that Scripture is talking about the law you should not be under, or that you should exceed, is the rudiments of the nations, not the law of the Most High. Think about it. How you be converted unto the Most High after somebody else's concept of the law? Scripture said, not under the law, but under grace. Think about it. It relates to authorities. In other words, get the point. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be ready. This for my judge, he said, is the Most High. Think about it. If the best any man can be is under the rudiments and authority of men and all their contentions, when would there ever be peace? The gospel is a gospel of, it says, the Scripture calls it the gospel of peace in Romans 10. Calls it the gospel of peace in Ephesians. And in each case, it talks about men putting upon themselves the whole armor of Yah. Not a piece and a part of the word, but all of it. In Romans 10, what it says is that all who call upon the name of the Most High should be saved, but that word means made whole. He didn't say that they would be saved according to another word, but the gospel. Did they tell you the word for gospel is also the word for glad tidings, but it also means the whole word of Yah? There are a lot of different differences because men wanted to pick and choose what they wanted to call viable and sought to exalt themselves. What seems wise are sufficient in their own hearts. So let us consider grace, and mean a gift from the Most High to discern what is complete from Yah the Father and from our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. Scripture says he completes all things in him. Who gave himself our sins? How about gave himself to be Lord? That men might discern beyond the misrule of men. The sins that men have been under are all the varied misallegiances. That he might deliver us from this present evil world. How about all the various misruling leaders and their deviation in this world? That we all might come to one Lord, one Savior, one King, according to one understanding and one covenant. According to the will of Yah, is the will of Yah divided, or is it one, my brothers and sisters? Will of Yah, our Father, to whom be glory. How about one sense of honor? The word for honor, glory is also honor. It's an invariant light of truth, from beginning to eternity, forever and ever. That's the law, my brothers and sisters. Said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him who call you unto the grace. Did they tell you who the Kurdi is? Yeshua as the Kurdi. One who says, blessed are they who do his commandments, and say those who did not. The one who says, without or the are not allowed to enter, be the sorcerers, those who deceive. Teach imperfect doctrines, claiming to be wise. Impure doctrines, claiming to be wise. Sorcerers. Beastly, those who want reason together. He said, whoever loves to tell lies. He said, if you add anything to his word, you add damnation to your soul. You take anything away. You take away your eternal life. You take away your hope of eternal life. You add to yourself the curses that are written in the book. So when he says, whoever will, let him come, it means those who would seek him for his perfect will, let him come. But they tell you that Messiah came, that whoever will, let him come however he thinks he wants to. Or whatever seems wise to his own heart, let him come. Now, my brothers and sisters, you come to be taught what is acceptable unto him. Because nothing else, my brothers and sisters, will be acceptable. In fact, everything else is kind of a provocation. Something against which, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is easily tempted to destroy. But if we read the scriptures closely, it's because the Most High said he would refine his people. For a moment he withdraws, or halts his anger. But my brothers and sisters, by no means does that mean that he, by any course of the imagination, is to be considered to say that he delights in the corruption. But he grants us an opportunity to get our act together. We call to him, and he asks him to be taught. My brothers and sisters, does that lead us to think then that we're ready to come into his presence and be called perfect before him, acceptable before him, not knowing his ways? He calls that a provocation. It's a provocation then not to seek his ways. How many of us are ready to understand that? He does not preach another word as whole and complete. There's only one pure completion. Only one gospel. But there are those who have caused trouble among us, compelling men to believe that impure and imperfect doctrines are sufficient, who would act as obstacles against our attaining the greater truth. Most High told me that any time man is subject to any conscience less than his, it is trouble, it is tribulation. It is confusion, it's debate, it's doubt. It's a lack of agreement. It's definitely not peace. Only a multitude of obstacles. And my brothers and sisters, do you think the Most High is pleased with what would stand as an obstacle against him? My brothers and sisters, whatever would stand as an obstacle against the Most High runs risk of provoking him and to bring it to destruction. See, if there's something that would trouble you, it would pervert the gospel. Stand against the pure, perfect word of him who is called the Kurdi, who declares, indeed, the right again to mankind, the truth of a covenant, the righteousness of Yah. This is what the scripture said he would bring in these latter days. He must restore a covenant. And the scripture wouldn't talk about him coming to restore a covenant, but what man believes and after all these differences was a covenant at all. He said, but though we are an angel from heaven, even an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel, any other word is complete. Any other word is pure, as pure from above. Unto you that which, other than that which, he's talking about he and the apostles that preached. He said, let him be accursed. Do people really believe, our brothers and sisters, in all these churches that they are really being preached truly in right administration and understanding what the apostles preached of old? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, far from it. Like I said, most have even twisted Paul's words to think that when he said, not under the law but under grace, that he was saying you should not regard divine law. He was actually saying, watch out for those who misadminister divine law. Watch out for those who create rules against divine law. They keep the nations divided. They keep the people divided. They leave the people without understanding. By his grace, he redeems you from those who hide the truth from you. He reveals the truth that you might not be exploited by those who teach you what is worthless before him. How many of us are ready to change the way we think in order to grasp that concept? See, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel than that which is should have been preached to you from on high. I said, let him be accursed. That means let him be recognized as unsaved, far from the hope of salvation, far from the hope of unity among the people of faith. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is not according to a multitude of different ideologies. That's debate and doubt. He says, as we say before, so now we say again, if any man preach any other gospel other than you receive, he said, from us, ultimately, from the apostles themselves, he said, let him be accursed. Are people just so sure that what they're being taught is not a perversion? As I said before, faith comes by hearing, hearing a word from the Most High. Scripture says all called by the name of the Most High should be delivered, but it's to the remnant whom the Most High has called. Did you ask the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to be directly your teacher? Said he would write his law upon the minds and the heart. And if you asked him to teach these things to you directly, you might be all the better prepared for the coming of the one who would say, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. In other words, who seeks again to make disciples of all the nations. Most High is coming from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, Isaiah 49. All prophecy relates to, because the rulers would hardly teach what is necessary to discern that one. Scripture said he would also say, why when I came, when I spoke, was there none to answer? When I called, was there none to answer? When I spoke, none to listen? And you have to show people. In a day, the scripture says, going to bring great destruction first to a city to humble the world. Why I say a city? Scripture says that city is a mere example of all the confusions of the world. And he will rebuke a whole world of lies from that place. Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 says it. Revelation 16, 12 through 21 says it. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Then latter verses of the 24th chapter out through the 25, 1 through 3 through 10 of Isaiah says it. Isaiah 66. You need to read from around that first then to the sixth and then the 15th verses says it. Amos 3 says it. Revelation 6 and 12 through 7 2 to 7 17 says it. Zephaniah, around 2:15, 3:6, then 3:13. All these scriptures 90 talk about seconds. Something that's going to happen in the city that'll pronate the people to seek the whole will of Yah, that no one anymore speaks any man's lie. Why don't your leaders tell you this? My brothers and sisters, then it means they have not prepared you not to lie. It means in your worship, if they didn't tell you these things, compelling many to believe they don't need it. They've only compelled them, the people to provoke the Most High and to resist the hearing of Messiah when he appears. I can only tell you the book of Jacob tells us in advance that the varied ideas of the nations are already a provocation. First chapter. Said if we lack knowledge among these variant nations of provocation, we say we must realize that our faith in Yah still demands that we seek a pure and complete and whole word. All that he requires. We have to ask him if we lack that discretion. Scripture says if any man is still yet double-minded, that means provokes the Most High by wanting to call himself a representative of him, unwilling to seek the whole truth, that double-minded man, the scripture says, let him not think he receive anything from God. Because he's unstable in all his ways. Only those who are willing to seek the whole truth, that they be true to a word, or worthy of a word. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Adam Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. There's a reason why Revelation 19:11 through 21 says the word of Yah will rebuke all the nations, smite all the nations, reprove all the nations with a rod like iron, strong, unflinching discipline. It means the Most High has always had a law. But how many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing again to discern it? Humble enough to realize why the scripture says the Spirit of Yah, the Spirit that teaches all things. It's upon Messiah to preach good tidings to the meek. If you're willing to hear the whole word, you can be set free from those who keep you in darkness. But if you prefer an impartial and polluted word, it's not possible to ever be free. Again, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. You know we need to open our minds and hearts. Ask the Most High to reveal to us what we have not known. Counting the blessing to receive a revelation from him that makes us whole. Blessed are those who will. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I will continue to pray for the awakening of our people that we discern this. Time is far shorter than most know. To His speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. To His might, to His honor and praise always. Hallelujah! Check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Notice the articles I mentioned, Secret City Prophecies, Early Church Origin. Hiddengospel.com is the website. Look at the article of Tribulation 7365 AD. Article called Remember the Promise, Gospel of Shiloh. A promise, my brothers and sisters, you need every bit of this. Or dare men say it because men choose not to speak of it. Treacherous men choose not to speak of so much precious truths that are there. But they dare to say the Most High no longer finds these words of importance. If you really believe that, my brothers and sisters, the Matrix already really seriously has you. I thank the Most High for every year that He brings me in. To His might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. I thank the Most High for bringing you near to listen.